1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. Many Election Day election battles driven by abortion rights. Here's ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
In Virginia last night, Democrats were able to hold on to their majority in the state Senate and flip control of the House after emphasizing abortion access, while Republicans rallied around Governor Glenn Youngkin's push for a 15-week partial abortion ban. In deep red Kentucky, Democratic Governor Andy Beshear fended off Republican challenger Daniel Cameron. Democrats not so lucky in Mississippi, where Brandon Presley, the second cousin of Elvis Presley, conceded to incumbent Governor Tate Reeves.
In Ohio, voters overwhelmingly approved an amendment to the state constitution that would ensure access to abortion. According to exit polls in that state, 60% of voters said that they were dissatisfied or angry about the Supreme Court ruling that overturned Roe versus Wade. After former President Trump and two of his sons testified in this civil fraud trial over their real estate empire, Ivanka Trump takes the stand today. This is ABC News. Several charges filed against a man caught on the grounds of the U.S. Capitol with a loaded assault-style rifle. Police say he's a registered sex offender from Georgia and has likely been dealing with mental health issues. And a normal day on the job turns dangerous for an Amazon delivery driver.
Monet Robinson says she was delivering packages in Palm City, Florida, when she felt a sting on her leg.
Scanned a package, put it down, and then go to take the picture. I felt like a bee sting.
But it was not a bee. It was an eastern diamondback rattlesnake. The highly venomous snake was still at the front door when deputies arrived. It was coiled up by the Amazon package. Robinson and a neighbor called 911, not realizing the seriousness of the bite until she got in the ambulance.
And I could hardly breathe because my airway was like closing. My throat was like swelling.
Robinson spent nearly 3 weeks in the hospital fighting for her life.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Experts say it was her quick call for help that made the difference. Liz Landers, ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee Brewers are being asked to chip in more to maintain American Family Field for the next 27 years. WisPolitics reports an amendment to the ballpark bill would increase the Brewers' contribution by $10 million. The ask from taxpayers would go down by $36 million. Senators are adjusting the bill that passed the Assembly to address the concerns of enough lawmakers to get the 17 votes necessary to pass. Plans for the National Football League draft in Green Bay are coming together. The league says it will happen on April 24th through the 26th in 2025. Fox Valley leaders are counting on as many as a quarter of a million football fans to come to Northeast Wisconsin for the draft. Organizers are still working on the details, but most of the events will happen in and around Lambeau Field. Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Mets say they were surprised too. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Craig Counsell says he decided to leave the Brewers because he needed a new challenge. Counsell named the new manager of the Cubs at the baseball managers' meetings in Scottsdale. Mets president David Stearns was asked if he was surprised Counsell picked Chicago and not New York.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, I'll say, look, I love Craig. Craig and I are going to be close, hopefully, for a long time. I think he's very good at what he does. And throughout this whole process, you know, what I told Craig is he needs to make the right choice for himself. itself.
NFL, the Packers head to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers Sunday. Matt LaFleur says that wide receiver Christian Watson did not suffer a concussion in their win Sunday. The Rams announced that they released quarterback Brett Rippon and signed Carson Wentz. College football, the Badgers are at home this Saturday against Northwestern. Luke Fickell on what he told his players after losing in Indiana for the first time in over 20 years.
What I laid into a little bit after the game was something that I feel like, you know, at times it's okay to be pissed.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is Civic Media. This is Civic Media.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy today with scattered rain showers likely. High temperatures reach up to 44. East winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers. Tonight lows dip down to about 37. Overcast. Highs around 46. Tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 41.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a Wednesday morning. We got it rocking. Like I said, we got some great guests. Great having Susan Garrett here from the Green Bay Botanical Gardens. Wonderful place. We're going to be giving away some tickets for that. I've never been there.
I'm glad you waited till she left before you said that. I can't believe you haven't been there. But the Garden of Lights is probably one of the bigger events in our county. And those tickets, it starts November 24th, right after Thanksgiving. And like she said, 23 days, 350,000 twinkling lights and just great things to do. That caterpillar's awesome. You walk through there, you get your picture taken. Right. Butterflies in Motion is cool.
You have to make me feel worse, Jim.
Well, Johnny, and I don't want you using
But this has just always been a really busy time for us. I was like, basketball, college basketball, and the Packers, and yada, yada.
23 days?
Yeah.
23 days, okay.
But it's the most busy 23 days of my year, usually.
Yeah, and it's from 4:30 till 9.
You were exact when I was working, doing covering games.
Okay. Anyway,
I'm going to be in Ripon on Friday night. For the Galloping Ghosts of Kaukauna taking on Wanakee in the state semifinals. The winner goes to Camp Randall to play for a state championship.
Fun.
And we've got one of Kaukauna's most prestigious alumni.
We do. In the house.
Sitting right here with us, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. And we were talking last week. We don't want to come off like creepy guys. But we were talking
too late.
You. I said she walks in this morning. John's like, "Yeah, I told you look like somebody. I've been thinking about you. You look like somebody
I didn't
else."
I put it that way.
I'm like, "That's a little weird, John."
I didn't
but
put
go
it
ahead.
That way, Jim. No, we said she reminds me of Aunt Becky, Lori Loughlin from Full House.
Right.
You said
Jennifer Anderson.
I've got somebody else.
Okay.
And I think everybody's good. Todd, you're the judge. Todd, you're like the rational one.
He is. He is.
Todd, just
thank
give me
God
a,
he's on the team.
A yes or a no.
Okay, let me just test him out. There's the
okay.
No.
Okay, give me the yes.
There's the yes. Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Bailey WKRP.
Completely.
I don't think
yes.
So.
Completely.
Yes.
Completely.
Yes.
Who was Bailey?
She was the...
She was the traffic director on the show or something. She kind of did some news and stuff.
But what...
She had the glasses and
she
the
was the
and
one
the
that was not Lonnie Anderson, which is probably why you don't remember her.
That's what I'm thinking. I thought you
she
were
She was
saying,
the other one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I saw that. Well, you guys just showed me that show
but
last
Todd,
week.
Don't but Todd, don't you see it exactly?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't it about time for turkeys to start falling from the sky?
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. Oh, the humanity... They're dropping like bags of wet cement. Welcome, Doctor.
Hey,
It's great having you.
Yeah. It's great
so
to be
your
back.
Alma mater, the Galloping Ghost, possibly a state champion?
Could that be the greatest name of a football match ever? Kakana versus Wanaki?
I had to be honest with you, though. Last week we did their game, or 2 weeks. But anyway, you know, they still do. It's a great thing. They come out with the horse, and the horse gallops right down the middle of the field.
Really?
And he flips the football to the ref.
Now that's what a great tradition.
It's awesome.
They've been doing it forever.
The ref got nervous and he was like back, you know, and he fumbled the ball. But I thought the same thing. It's like, I would have a hard time just standing there still with this big horse galloping towards you. But they do that every game for what, 50 years or something? They've done that?
Forever?
Yeah.
I mean, long before me.
But wouldn't you get a little nervous with a horse? I mean, this isn't a Shetland pony gym, this is like a full size horse.
The Shetland one, that wouldn't do it. Yeah, you want a full size.
Can you imagine Jim Shetland pony running out in the field, how long that would take?
I can't even tell you how often I think
kickoff
about
him. Kickoff will be delayed until the horse gets to midfield.
Wow, that's really a cool tradition. You know, I gotta admit, I have seen that. What is the jockey? What is the horse? What do they wear? Well, you know, the person on the horse, what do they wear? The scalping goes, they wear, are they ghosts?
They wear like a cape and stuff, right?
Well, when I was in school, they dressed up as a ghost. But I don't know if they still do that because that has kind of like, you know, not such good images.
That's a very, very cool tradition. That doesn't tear up the field. I mean, people get so, you know, and they spend a gazillion dollars on this stuff. That's cool that they still allow a live, real horse to, and with PETA and all this other crazy
cool?
stuff.
One of the girls that work, the ladies that work at NBC 26, she did a story when we did one of the Kakana games. One of the players on the team right now, it was like his grandpa or great-grandpa that started the tradition in like the 40s, and now he plays for Kakana, and they continue that tradition. Isn't that neat? Yeah.
And I remember being in high school, and one of my social studies teachers had a map of Wisconsin, and he circled Northeast Wisconsin, and he said, "Do you know what's special about this area? People don't leave here.
Yeah.
People stay here forever, and they just continue to build and grow and, you know, create that sense of belonging." And, you know, I tried to leave, and here I am.
But, you know, I got to tell you something else. But this is something I want to really investigate. There were a couple of Native Americans who fought in the Revolutionary War and were highly, highly decorated.
Jacob Concepot.
Wow. Very good. But they can't find
ding, ding. Can I have a ding,
social,
ding, ding?
Social studies. She listened.
But, like, they don't know where their graves are. Because they did, like, a, you know, in the 30s, they did a, you know, whatever. But they were, like, Medal of Honor recipient types that fought in the Revolutionary War from Kakana, then moved back to Kakana. You know all that story.
Yeah.
Why do you know, I'm always a little bit embarrassed when I try telling something.
No, it's somebody, an obscure story.
It's like, well, yeah, I learned about that in the third grade.
It's an obscure story. It's just that I just love my hometown. So.
And what I like about it, when you people come on, that when you finish a story and it's the truth. I'm very impressed. John, go ahead, John. Back to you.
John's staring at Jim in disbelief.
But anyway, there's a veterans group from the Valley that's trying to, like, really research it and find out where they're and really honor them the right way.
That's wonderful.
Yes, that
especially,
is great.
You know, it's almost Veterans Day.
Absolutely.
We're thinking about
absolutely.
That.
Oh, Kakana's fun. I lived in Kakana and I loved it. It was fun.
You know what else you love?
What?
Virginia, Minnesota.
Yes, I do. Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Wait for it.
Okay, I'm waiting.
Wait for it.
I'm waiting.
Uh-huh.
I'm waiting.
Back. What is it?
Dr. Kristen works in Hibbing. I've got my own mug. Okay. Go ahead, Jim. What do you see here?
Range
Mesabi Range College. Wow. That's my alma mater.
I took a little field trip
Minnesota,
and I stopped at the bookstore.
That is so cool. Look at, we're going to take a picture. Jim's Harvard mug and my Mesabi mug. There it is.
Okay.
Here it is. I'm dropping the M-bomb when I spill your coffee all over you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very
That's so
welcome.
Nice of you. Oh, my God.
I brought Jim a present, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Take some of the fun out of it.
It's a little keychain.
You know what this is called?
A keychain.
I honestly don't.
That kind of truck? A Euclid.
Oh.
These are Euclids. These are used in the mines. Okay. My niece, who weighs she's like 5'1", 100 pounds, she drove one of these. It's 8 feet high. The wheels are 8 feet high to get into it.
I used to have one of
these. Iron ore out of the open pits to the crusher and the whole thing in the mines. Those trucks are so massive, it's mind-boggling.
We call these Tonka trucks.
No,
it does look like a Tonka truck, but it is like the biggest Tonka truck.
Beyond belief.
You can't believe it until you're standing right next to it.
And people don't realize until there's a parade. They take one down in the parade. And there's a huge parade in Hibbing. There always used to be. And Virginia.
It still is, Johnny. It says on the back of the keychain, Hull Rust Mine View, Hibbing, Minnesota.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But when you're standing there on the street and you see this thing come through, it's like something that's out of science fiction. They're so huge. It's unbelievable. The tires are 8 feet high.
Wow.
So it's like about 14 feet high just to get into the cab, and they haul iron ore.
Yeah. Or what?
What?
Or what? Iron ore wood?
Oh, wow. Oh. Hey, Grandpa, stay with us, okay?
Dad joke. I'm sorry.
Taking a dad joke to a whole new level.
I tried. A whole new depth of level.
Yes. Wow.
You had to mine deep for that joke.
Thank you so much for this. I can't thank you enough. There's a cop out there. He's shining on us. Look at the tan on that guy. Yeah.
It's
wow.
Fading.
Unbelievable,
November.
Right?
Yeah, he'll be back.
Did you tell him what I told you?
Which part?
That he's really overachieving. Yes. Tell him that.
Well, he's listening. You know that.
He's gonna walk up someday and just mace me. I love when he shines a spotlight in here. It just brings back great memories of having cops shine their lights in my car.
But now it makes you feel secure.
Yes, it does. Because I'm with him, exactly. So, Doctor, what's going on in your world? I mean, you've got so many different things going on. I'm just fascinated by your career and everything like that. So, how's it going?
There's just so much happening. But, you know, listening to your previous guest and thinking about, you know, what's happening at the Botanical Gardens really made me think about how dark it is.
I know, right?
It's so dark.
I hate it.
Oh, man, it's so hard. And right after the time change, too, I feel like it's just, and maybe it's the older I get, the more I feel it, but it just feels just like it's 4:30.
I took a nap the other day, and I woke up at like 5:25. And I literally, it's like, is it 5:25 in the morning or 5:25 in the afternoon?
That's not.
And it was just, and it's 5:25 in the afternoon. But it was like, oh, ick. Yeah. You know?
Doc, I know your specialty is a little bit more towards OBGYN and some other fields, but tell us, I've just got a huge concern about people's mental health, and especially around this time of year, and I think the darkness plays into it. I really do.
It does.
Yeah, that's like documented, right?
Right.
That's
a mental thing. A thing called seasonal affective disorder,
right?
Where people get depressed when it gets dark, when it gets cold. Yeah.
And we're in that time. Mm-hmm. Dark when you go to work, kind of dark when you come home. Mm-hmm. What are some things we can do? I mean, and I think the Botanical Gardens, and I'm not making light of that. I really believe.
You're not making light of that?
Yeah, I get that.
Another dad joke.
Okay. I'm serious about that. No, I'm not making light. I think that's important people get out because it also gets colder and then we kind of hunker down.
Hunker down.
And that's not. So just talk a little bit about that aspect of the people you see.
That's exactly why I was like putting those two things together, because that's one of the places where you can go to be around light and to be outside and get fresh air and some exercise as you're walking through the botanical gardens. So that is something, it sounds a little silly, but that's something that you can do to keep yourself a little happier.
One other thing we're talking about a little bit, and obviously you're a doctor. So you deal with a lot of different things. But we're also talking a little bit about the holidays with people mm-hmm. being depressed. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I was reading, because everybody almost assumes they should be happy and they're not, and they feel more guilty. Mm-hmm. It like compounds. It's like, what's wrong with me? I'm not happy. I'm not festive. That's a serious thing too, isn't it?
I think that happens a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but Christmas always kind of feels like a disappointment to me because, you know, there's all of that lead up and you're excited about it, and then it's just Christmas.
And then Christmas night, it's like over.
It was more fun when I was five.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm having a party.
What was your favorite gift of all time?
Gauchos.
What?
Gauchos pants. In the 70s, that was like a thing, and I got gauchos and I lost my mind.
Was that like parachute pants?
No.
Okay, we'll be back. We're gonna talk to the doctor more about this. Dr. Kristen, back right after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Small businesses represent the lifeblood of every community. In Wisconsin, small businesses represent 99.4% of all businesses. Their importance to our economy, especially our rural livelihood, cannot be overstated. Entrepreneurs must be innovative and have a growth mindset in order to keep pace. Business owners and employees of small businesses can attend a free presentation by small business expert Fred Hochberg. Hochberg is former head of the Small Business Administration, the Export-Import Bank of the United States, and the Lillian Vernon Corporation. His presentation, Small Business Growth Strategies in Rural Communities, takes place on Wednesday, November 8th at the UW Green Bay Marinette Campus. Hochberg will share ideas for how rural businesses can thrive in today's marketplace. Funding for the presentation comes from the Tommy G. Thompson Center for Public Leadership. For more information on Fred Hochberg's November 8th presentation, Small Business Growth Strategies in Rural Communities, and to register for this free event, visit thompsoncenter.wisc.edu. That's thompsoncenter.wisc.edu.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mine with the mayor here on a good-looking Wednesday morning with Dr. Kristen. And I'll tell you what, she is so cool because she brought me a Mesabi Range College mug, which so outshines your Harvard mug. It's mind-boggling. Okay. I'm just saying.
I took a bunch of pictures, too, of all the swag that was there
really?
In the bookstore because they had some like really cute sweatshirts and T-shirts.
Were you in the actual school?
Yeah.
Did you walk by the trophy case? There would be a team picture. You would have seen my picture.
I didn't look.
Oh, next time.
I don't
know. Now I'm going to have to go back.
Yeah.
Just look for the yellow pants and the white
right.
shoes. That'll
the
be
white
it.
Shoes.
Hey, hang on. We got to go back to gauchos. I'm trying to figure out her just greatest gift of all time was gauchos.
And the white
belt. I don't know
what
gauchos are.
Gauchos. Oh, they're like kind of short pants. Shorts. Yeah, I know. It's not
like culottes.
Like culottes.
Oh.
Kind of. But like I think they're, to be honest, I was like six, so I really don't even remember.
I had six sisters. I'm sure we had those in our house, but I don't remember the term gauchos. But culottes, that was a thing.
But culottes were tight, I think, weren't they? And gauchos were like flary, I think.
So is that like bell bottoms?
Like short bell bottoms, I think.
Okay, cool.
Maybe a listener knows better than I do.
Yes,
because I can't really remember.
Believe me, when John's here, they know a lot more than you do. Hey, let's. I don't want to dwell on it, but I do want to talk just a little bit more about the spirit of the holidays or the concerns that you have as a doctor of some of this depression. We talked about, you know, light is good, exercise is good, fresh air is good, and the Botanical Garden Tour of Lights can check all three of those boxes.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and I think that that's good. I think that people should volunteer around the holidays.
I love that idea.
I do. Like I work at the community shelter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we serve 200 meals a day, and we always need people to help prepare and serve. Johnny's done that, and a lot. You know, Todd's been there, and but I think those are good things to do. It just makes you feel like I'm doing something. I don't care what I get.
Yeah.
Are those the gauchos?
Oh yeah, those are gauchos. Oh. Todd has pulled up a pair of gauchos for
nice
us.
Something tells me those things didn't last real long.
I don't even remember wearing them, but I do remember receiving
them. Right. I like that. So
no, but back to your point about volunteering, 100%. And I think, you know, as a little kid, you're thinking about all the gifts you're going to get in Santa and all of that. And as you become an adult, Christmas becomes so much less about receiving and so much more about giving.
Right.
And we all can give. And during the holiday season, you know, to your point, John, there's so much more need. It's suffering. It's dark. And people are recognizing that maybe they don't have the social ties or the relationships that they want. They don't have a place to go over the holidays. This is that opportunity to make a difference in somebody else's
life. And COVID didn't help.
Oh my gosh, no.
You know what I mean?
And are there lingering effects from COVID? I don't mean physically. Like, I mean just
social?
Mentally. Yeah.
Oh, don't you think?
I think so, too. I really do.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think it divided us so much. It made so many of us feel isolated. And then we started to change our patterns. But then again, too, some of us started thinking about what's important in life and who are the people I really need to connect with. And then many of us started using Zoom and FaceTime so that we were more connected in many ways. So it's just really changed how we approach each other.
Do you think it affected kids? Because even like my granddaughters, you know, they loved going to school and their friends, and they couldn't go, and they didn't quite understand why they, you know what I mean? It's like, it affected kids, didn't it? That whole isolation period.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have a son who's a senior at DePere right now, and he was a freshman during that first COVID year. It was miserable. He's a kid who needs to be around other people, right. And he really struggled.
And yeah, it that was tough. And I'm afraid we're going to pay for that a little bit. Maybe not so much high school kids, but I think kids who were out, you know, second, third, fourth grade, which are pretty formative years, you know, with reading and some of those things that, you know, the whole Zoom thing, I think, kind of worked, but I don't think nothing works as well as that face to face.
Maybe on the other hand, though, maybe they appreciate being with kids more, though, too. You know what I mean? It's like,
well, that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
But developmentally, when kids are really young, they make a lot of progress in those early years. Yeah. That's why 4K is so important. You know, getting kids around other kids and making sure that they've got appropriate educational material, that really helps to jettison them and make them, you know, give them stronger educational backgrounds as they grow. So, yeah, I think we are going to see a whole cohort of kids who are a little bit behind. That doesn't mean that they can't make up ground. And, you know, it was tricky. Like, what were we supposed to do when that was happening? We didn't know. So we were trying to figure it out together.
Never happened before. That made it very complicated. In the history of the United States, you know. So what was your, okay, let me just ask you something. Because I'm just fascinated that somebody could become a doctor. But you know what I mean? Going to school and all those things. No, I'm just.
Are you saying that because I'm from Kakana?
No. I'm just saying that. So when you were a kid, were you like the smartest kid in the class and all those different things? You'd win the science projects and those kind of things. Were you that person?
I don't want to brag or anything.
But you were.
But when I was in kindergarten, they put me in first grade.
Really? They moved you up?
Yeah, because I could read. Although, like most kindergartners can read now, so I look back and I'm like, maybe I wasn't really that smart.
Wow. So did you graduate young then? Were you one of those people that graduated when they were young?
Youngest person in the class. Of 1987.
Wow.
Go Ghosts.
Tina Sellerhammer.
Brilliant. Talk about super smart people.
I mean, just but the same thing. They moved her up. Mm-hmm. Didn't she graduate from GB at 16 or 17?
And wasn't she the youngest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
And just went on. And I mean, you guys are gifted, and I agree. We don't want gifted and talented kids being bored. That's why we have the Da Vinci School here in Green Bay. It's like, you guys look, and then there's people like me and Johnny that were on the lower end, and we didn't want to hold the class down, so they had special buses for us.
I don't want to say lower end. We're in the middle. We're right in the middle.
You're right.
No, wait a minute.
We were.
Everybody is different. So if you've ever gone to the Da Vinci School, my youngest son went to Da Vinci, which is a wonderful school, but you see those kids come pouring out at the end of the day, and they're carrying their trombone cases, and like they're, you know, not a super athletic group of kids, not the same group of kids that I went to high school with. Like, it's just a different focus. Different people have different talents.
So, and I used to talk at schools, and going to that school, it was always like a little bit, I can see why you're here. I walked in there like, so that's what this school looks like. Because I believe it, I'd never been in a gifted and talented school. But I think we, just because COVID is behind us, and I'd like to say that, would you agree that COVID's behind us? You're a doctor.
Well, I don't think it'll ever be fully behind us. I think COVID is now just something that we live with. You know, the new COVID vaccine is like the flu vaccine. It's going to be an annual shot that you get that's recommended every year, especially for high-risk groups. But it's not like it was when we were in the heat of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people are still dealing with the residual effects of COVID. Yeah. Long COVID damage that they, you know, morbidity. Like, many people didn't die, but many people were affected by it long term.
Right.
So I think we're always going to be dealing with COVID like we're always going to be dealing with influenza.
Doctor, our next segment is our Who Are You? And I think you know this person, so she can't say her name and you can't say her name. Say hello to Doctor.
Hello, Dr. Lyman. Hello. This is my airport airline call voice. Your flight leaves in 2 minutes and 50 seconds.
Hello, person. I can't say your name.
If you're not on board.
Yes. All you do is have to hear that laugh.
Yeah, I was just going to say, people are going to recognize the laugh.
I think our guest might be outed, but we'll see.
I love your sweater. Absolutely beautiful.
I needed to be comfortable for radio, just like the old days, right, Mino?
Absolutely.
But I did pull my hair. So.
Yeah, it looks good. It looks really good. I like your boots, by the way. Look at those.
Again, it's all about being comfy.
Yeah, comfortable absolutely. And fashionable. Like, they go together for you.
You know, when Mino and I did radio together, you could walk in with like bedhead and a baseball hat and sweats and nobody would see you.
You
like
could.
John does that every day.
Which I'm exactly like that right now.
Well, then I thought, oh my gosh, are we streaming or anything? I better get dressed.
And get this.
No straw. Okay, good.
And get this even worse for us because Johnny lives upstairs. So uh-huh. It's like.
I just walked up.
He just wakes up and walks in. So, all right. Back with our mystery guest.
Yep, and doctor, we're running out of time here, but can you stick around for a few more minutes when we have this mystery guest on?
I'd be happy to.
Awesome, very good.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. Many Election Day election battles driven by abortion rights. Here's ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
In Virginia last night, Democrats were able to hold on to their majority in the state Senate and flip control of the House after emphasizing abortion access, while Republicans rallied around Governor Glenn Youngkin's push for a 15-week partial abortion ban. In deep red Kentucky, Democratic Governor Andy Beshear fended off Republican challenger Daniel Cameron. Democrats not so lucky in Mississippi, where Brandon Presley, the second cousin of Elvis Presley, conceded to incumbent Governor Tate Reeves.
In Ohio, voters overwhelmingly approved an amendment to the state constitution that would ensure access to abortion. According to exit polls in that state, 60% of voters said that they were dissatisfied or angry about the Supreme Court ruling that overturned Roe versus Wade. After former President Trump and two of his sons testified in the civil fraud trial over their real estate empire, Ivanka Trump takes the stand today. This is ABC News.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is countering false claims made in the Wisconsin Assembly's impeachment articles against Administrator Megan Wolf. The articles list several grievances, including assertions that Wolf mismanaged Wisconsin's 2020 ballot count and that she enabled illegal absentee voting in long-term care facilities. The WEC counters that all decisions are made by its six bipartisan commissioners and not Wolf. Postal workers in Milwaukee are demanding safer working conditions. The National Association of Letter Carriers rallied at Milwaukee's downtown post office Sunday. Eight people were arrested not long ago in a mail carrier robbery ring in the city. Another letter carrier was murdered on his route. Postal workers at the rally say they want the post office to work with the union to find solutions. Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got four in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to four. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy today with scattered rain showers likely. High temperatures reach up to 44. East winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers. Tonight lows dip down to about 37. Overcast. Highs around 46. Tomorrow, for Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 41.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle. We're out there because you're out there.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details on rents 11/30/2023.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
All right. It's Who Are You time.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Is this where I'm supposed to start talking?
No, we're having too much fun just talking back here.
I'm on the other side of the glass.
We kicked him out the other side of the window.
Kicked me out.
So go ahead.
Can you identify this man over on the other side of the window?
Well, they could. Yes.
Yes. This is our. This is one of our favorite things, the Who Are You segment. But somebody already texted in just from your laugh. Somebody texted in
as to
who our mystery guest is.
She knew it,
and
too.
They
she
got
called
it.
Right?
Yes.
They got it.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Lisa Malik, Local 5 Live. Good morning.
Hi. So nice to be back with you again.
Nice to see you. How come you never have me on your co-host your TV show anymore?
Ratings.
Oh, ratings. Those always get in the way. My entire career, I would have had such a great career if it wasn't for ratings.
Yes. If you guys think it's hurting cats is like hurting Mino for radio, you should try doing that for 4-minute segments for TV.
I got to tell you, one of the last times I did
it,
her
producer, go here and just, Lisa, for the love of God, please control him this segment. Please, we only have 2 minutes. Please. Remember that?
They're like, for the love of God, wrap him up.
That's what Todd was saying at the end of the last segment.
I know, right? We went over.
Incoming.
So Lisa Malik, so great to have you here.
Lisa, you've been around for some time. You and the rookie.
You're old.
You've been a contributing factor to this community for some time. And I just love all the hometown things you do. You know, I saw you in Two Rivers at that dedication.
Yeah.
You get out, you work hard. How's life? Tell us. We haven't had you on
our
show yet.
Back at you. When I told you I was going to be on the show today, Rookie's like, well, say hi to the mayor for me. Yeah. Because whenever we did a community event, you were always there. It was a guarantee that if I have to catch up with Mayor Schmidt, he'll be at the Miss Green Bay pageant or whatever fundraiser it's going to be.
I've said the same thing.
So it's good to see you again.
Yeah, it's nice to see you, too.
But yeah, life is busy. The twins are driving.
Oh man. Don't tell me that.
It's a whole new season of life.
How do you do that with two people at the same time?
Well, everybody's like, did they each get a car? I'm like, well, I haven't checked my lottery tickets yet. But, so far, so good for sharing the car. I mean, one of them has saved up a lot of money for gas. And those who know me would probably guess that that's Gabby, and that's right. So if you have the gas, you get the car. Okay. Hey,
do you want to know my favorite Lisa Malik story?
Sure. Oh, no. Is this clean? Are you going
to
embarrass
me? Yeah, it has to be. No, it's about you being... Oh, first of all, she was... what was it called for the North Stars?
The North Star Lets.
North Star Lets. She was a skater.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious. We used to practice at the old Met Center when I was in high school at like 5 o'clock in the morning. We would, because they were girls from all over the Twin Cities area. Okay. And so, like, if people don't know, it used to be referred to as precision line. Now it's referred to as synchronized skating. But it was like you would get out there and you would like do kick lines and spin circles and all that stuff, like all synchronized together. And so we were called the North Star Lets.
You know, have they advanced the respect for women? I mean, 5 a.m. ice time. And all the guys got it at, 3 in the afternoon.
I grew up a figure skater in Minnesota where hockey is king.
Right.
So always my practice was at 5 in the morning, even like for my individual skating. Now, I went to Park Cottage Grove High School, and our ice arena was across the parking lot from the high school. So going there at 5 o'clock in the morning wasn't so bad. You'd go, you'd do your figure skating practice, you'd walk across the parking lot to school. But yes, it's still kind of the same.
Sue Garrett that we just had on is from Albert Lee, Minnesota.
Oh my gosh,
And I'm so, Dr. Kristen brought me a Mesabi Range mug. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yes.
We were up there in 2020, when everybody was kind of camping and stuff during COVID.
Yeah.
So we we put the camper together and we're like, where should we go? And we're like, let's go to the Hockey Hall of Fame. So we went up to Aveleth.
Yeah.
Yep. And went to the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. The Mariucci Center.
It was really cool.
So anyway, we got to tell, you have to tell my favorite story.
Oh, is this Chiamine speech?
Just put your drink down, please. Yes, this is tough. But.
You were a waitress.
People still.
You were a waitress.
Oh, that one.
And a very famous man came in that you served, and you were not real happy with his tip.
I will not say who it is, but I used to
work. Jerry Burns. Jerry Burns, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. Go ahead.
Well, I used to work at a place down on the St. Croix River in Stillwater, Minnesota. And they had a whole big group of people. And I don't know if they just had too many margaritas or he's bad at math. I mean, you would think, like, figuring out contracts and stuff. But, you know, this huge bill. And there was a quarter on the table, like, for me. And that was it. And their gigantic yacht was parked on the river. And this restaurant was on the river. And I ran down to the river and I threw the quarter at the yacht.
Good for you. Good for you.
They probably did not even see me. But I was like, hey, man, like, what gives?
And she's leaving out one part. Hey, coach, here's your bleeping quarter.
Did I tell you I said that?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. I was young, had no control over my emotions.
Love that.
I'm glad one of you grew out of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you remember when we were on the radio? And I was like, what does playa mean? Because I took German, right?
Okay. Yes.
And I had some dental work done.
That's right.
And I was like, oh, and you're like, playa means a beach. And I was like, oh, playa means beach. To this day, people give me grief about that. They're like, oh, Lisa, playa means beach.
Playa means beach.
Even my friends from Minnesota who like heard about it and didn't even actually hear it.
Yes.
But you know, Carrie Giocara is our life coach. Like every once in a while, she'll throw that. Yeah. She's the one who said, Lisa, playa means beach, not speech.
Isn't it funny how people remember things that you say on the air? You know, it's like you're just kind of like flippant or whatever, and that'll etch in their brains and bring it up 20 years later.
That's why this is a dangerous half hour with me. I have to be on my game this morning. I even tell Christy, I'm like, I'm nervous for today for some reason.
Oh, my gosh. $10,000 you and me nervous? Are you kidding me? Yeah. So have you had Dr. Kristen on your show?
Yeah, she's been on our show before talking about lots of medicine stuff. And it's so good to see her.
Yeah, it's awesome. Hey, Lisa, are you still, you've done so much here in Green Bay. The Miss Green Bay pageant, is that still going on?
It is still going on. Great. And these days, they do have like previous winners and previous contestants that host it, which I think is a fantastic move.
It's nice.
You know, I mean, Rookie was like kind of lost, you know, in like the evening gown competition.
Note card stumbling over.
Yeah, he wasn't sure like what to ad lib about that kind of stuff, you know? Right. So, it's a fabulous scholarship program.
Yeah, Rookie MCs the Miss Green Bay pageant.
We used to do it together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I could see him doing the Hockey Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
He's got all the rest of that stuff in the back pocket.
I think he would agree, John, that he was a lot more comfortable in those environments. Hey,
he had to dress up. And if you've seen Rookie, that's not his thing.
Hey, you know what's funny is I put a picture, I think last year at the Super Bowl, it's a picture of like me and him and somebody at the Super Bowl.
It was a supermodel.
Yeah.
It was some supermodel.
Brooklyn Decker.
Yes.
And he goes, oh, my God, I need to go shopping. I literally wore that same shirt yesterday.
Same shirt 12 years later.
But who doesn't have that?
I know, absolutely. Did you wear gauchos?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
I know you're from Minnesota, too. I don't think it's just a Minnesota thing.
She's Kakana, but she went to college in Minnesota.
Gauchos would have been your Kakana days, though, right?
That was my
Kakana. Right. Yeah. We're talking about favorite Christmas gifts, and Doc was saying how it's more about giving, not receiving. But then, of course, John picks up on the receiving and says, well, what was your favorite gift? So she said gauchos, and I had six sisters, and I was like, gauchos? But it's like,
did you think like cowboys wore them?
No. I was thinking I was close to what I thought they were. I just don't remember the name gauchos. But how about you, Lisa? Christmas coming up. You got a favorite gift you remember?
Oh my gosh, that's hard. I mean, for us, it's like we've moved into the experience realm because
that's the best.
How many more things do we need in our house? So I can't. Well, I'm sure my kids are at school, so they won't hear this. But you know. This year, we're taking them to a Chicago Blackhawks Edmonton Oilers game in January in Chicago.
What a great experience. We did that a few years ago, took the kids to Hamilton.
Oh,
and again, it's just the overnight dinner. And you know, that's what Christmas is It was great. There's just a lot. I agree with the experiences because, like, you know, how much stuff do you?
And they've moved out of the toy phase, you know? Right. So it's like, how? Yeah, my daughter's closet is stacked full of clothes. Right. And I'm like, you do not need another pair of leggings or a sweater, right. You know?
How about some gauchos?
We're going to bring that back.
But weren't gauchos something like from South America? Weren't the cowboys in like in the caballeros? Didn't they wear gauchos? The caballeros?
They were gauchos.
Yes, right?
I don't know that they wore gauchos.
Oh, is that what it was? Oh, okay. Well, I got that mixed up. Okay, never mind. Mom. I thought it was going to sound really... I'm trying to sound really smart in front of the doctor.
I give it up,
because she's like, you know, she's one of those kids they moved up in class, you know, and I'm trying
to... Passed you by in, like, second grade,
yeah,
John.
Right. Yeah, I'm trying to act really smart. It's not working.
Do you know I wanted to be a doctor? I was pre-med for 3 years, and then I didn't get the grade.
At Minnesota?
At St. Olaf College in Minnesota.
Oh, St. Olaf, you bet.
Yeah, and then I got...
Northfield?
Yep. A not-so-great grade in chemistry. And so, like, to this day, I joke with every doctor I meet. I'm like, well, who needs the Krebs cycle anyway? But apparently, we all do to live. So.
You were pre-med for 3 years?
3 whole years.
Wow.
Well, John, don't be...
What?
So shocked. I mean, she's...
Well, no, but I mean,
holy mackerel, I can't believe my ears.
No, but those are hard.
It's unusual, though, to go from pre-med to the career that you have been in for so long and been so amazing in.
Well, I had a minor. I always loved politics as well, right? And back when politics was more fun and less name-calling and, and more, like, great debate.
Walter Mondale was the big name.
Yeah, well, let's not go that far. But I mean, I was fascinated by politics and how it worked. And so I had a minor in politics. So then I went on and made that my major and minored in communication.
So that's
kind of how it all got going.
You know, there's a famous politician from Minnesota right now. And I used to know her dad. He used to be a sports writer for the Star Tribune.
Amy Klobuchar.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Her dad was like the top sports writer in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's kind of past the time. Do you know, I've lived in Wisconsin more years now than I lived in Minnesota, where I was born.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that kind of ages me. But yeah. I mean, she came after I was gone.
I just want to reintroduce our... We got this chatter going on. We're drinking coffee. We're having a great conversation. We're here with two of our favorite guests, Dr. Kristen Lyerly.
He always struggles with your last name.
It's a hard name. Why,
Johnny, but she is Loverly.
You introduced her as Dr. Kristen, so you cheated a little bit.
And well, that's because my lifetime doctor was from Kakana, and it was just always Dr. Al. Okay, Dr. Al, right? And it was your doctor, course, right?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Dr. Al, our mystery guest, special guest, Lisa Malik.
Malik, okay. Good one there, too. Thanks for watching.
Lisa Malik. Lisa, I want to hear your other show, though. I mean, tell us about what you're doing now. I like watching you because you guys kind of get into the community.
I mean, I've hosted, how many times have I co-hosted?
Probably 3 or 4, right?
No, it's like 10.
You think so?
Clearly very memorable for Lisa.
I must have blocked out some of those shows, when I couldn't hurt the cast.
But anyway, what I'm saying is, it's exactly like this in that it's like,
it's great.
We're out of time already?
Yeah.
It's like it goes so fast, your show does.
When I moved here, I was in news, and I love news, and I was a news junkie. And then after having kids, like, news just became increasingly hard for me. Like, everything that happened to a kid in the news was happening to my kid, and it was just taking, like, an emotional toll. So after 11 years working news at Channel 5, I decided to leave and go do public relations for, as I call them, the Saints and Prevea. And I did that for about 3 years. And then they started this show, and at the time, my manager was my next-door neighbor. And I remember it clearly. We were packing to leave for Memorial Weekend camping, and he sauntered across the driveway and goes, "Hey, we're starting this kind of like talk show, really fun lifestyle show." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm in." When Tammy worked with us and Aaron, we always would talk about like this would be the kind of thing we'd want to do for a lifetime, you know. And it's the favorite thing I've ever done.
That is awesome when you find that, right? And both of you have. And I want to, when we come back, I want advice for our younger listeners. I teach at NWTC. They get extra credit if they listen, so they're listening.
Oh,
and they better be listening.
Wouldn't you have loved a teacher like that?
And I quiz them. This guy said, they call me Professor Schmidt, which I think is a little different. I listen to your show. I'm like, what do we talk about? Because if they were like me, just saying for the extra credit, I listen to your show, but they actually do listen. So
good.
I want you to give them some advice. Medical, media.
Yeah.
What kids can and should be studying right now. So
absolutely.
Can we do that when we come back after? All right, cool. Thank you guys for both being here. This is awesome.
We're with Dr. Kristen and Lisa Malik from WFRV.
Oh, the Foo Fighters. Yeah,
let's love this song. This is my morning song.
Okay, Todd, when we come back, though, for our contest, because Jim would be terrible at it, so our backwards song trivia, these two are playing. We get a couple of texters. Who's playing for Doctor? Who's playing for Lisa?
Oh, let's go.
$25 gift card to the winner. Deal? You in,
Lisa?
You in, Doctor?
Yo, yeah.
Excellent. Mine on the mirror, back up this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Did you know there are some secrets behind the long-running popular Trans-Siberian Orchestra concert?
Organized chaos.
That's my favorite kind of show.
It's the best show ever.
Al Petrelli is the music director, guitarist, and an original member of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. TSO kicks off its winter tour in Green Bay November 15th.
That, not only is there two shows in Green Bay on November the 15th, there's a show in Council Bluffs, Iowa. On the 15th.
But that's not all. In 46 days, TSO has 104 shows.
This thing grew up. It opened its eyes 28 years ago. It has grown up and broken every rule.
Breaking rules by taking two TSO bands on the road to perform in two cities almost every night. The tour ends in Milwaukee, 62 cities after Green Bay. One other secret, every stop includes a portion of the ticket sales given back to local charities. Learn more at trans-siberian.com. I'm Terry Barr.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the mayor here on a good-looking Wednesday morning. Hey, you know, you can't control inflation or skyrocketing prices, but there's something that can be done at home. Dramatically help lower your energy cost year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors can have them installed in as little as 6 weeks, and now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. Two very special guests here today. Lisa Malik on my right, Dr. Kristen on my left, both huge musical savants, right?
Savants?
I mean, I played piano and flute for years.
Okay,
I sing in my car.
Do you? Who do you sing to, the Foo Fighters?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, word for word.
What is, okay, can I just ask, because I worked with a lady too, Amy Townsend in Manitowoc, and she was like, I remember when they canceled, and I broke the news to her that they weren't coming to the Resh.
Yep.
And she was like devastated. And what is it about them that, how do I put this, that ladies really, they're just fascinated by them.
Dave Grohl is the coolest person to walk the earth.
Have you seen Sonic Highways?
I have not.
Oh, you have to see it.
I know.
Because they go to all of these cities where they explore the origin of punk.
Okay.
And then they record a song with someone in a local studio with a local, like, historical artist.
Okay.
And the awe in Dave Grohl's voice as he's talking about, like, he's sitting in Austin at the piano where all of these legendary people have played in the past, and he's overcome by it. You will totally fall in love with him all over again.
I don't think that's necessary, but I mean, you know, I mean, he's that celebrity, you
Is
know,
Rookie
he's
listening?
On the celebrity list. Oh, he knows full well. Speaking of the best gift, it was when Rookie took me to their show in St. Paul. Dave had his broken foot, and he came out on a throne at the end of almost 3 hours of a show, a throne of guitars. And they played Everlong as the final song, and he stood up on crutches and played the guitar and sang that. I mean, the guy is so talented, but he's also a great community member, right?
Yes.
He does things for the community. He doesn't do drugs. He's a family man. I mean,
his
he's
daughter,
just cool.
He promotes his daughter.
Yes.
I mean, and she's played with them before.
Yep.
Do you know what would be a great Christmas present for you, Lisa? I hear the Foo Fighters are playing in the Twin Stadium.
They are playing in the outdoor Twin Stadium on July 28th. I have dropped so many hints to Rookie. I'm like, did you see my text? What text? Like, I think you saw it. I think I know where I'll be that
day. I was going to be subtle about it, but.
Okay, I just want to say this. Mino, Mayor, you're fired. You guys start
Monday
morning, right?
I was thinking the exact same thing. You know. I would listen to this show every day. You can fire us because you know what? I would have something really good to look forward to every morning is these two doing a show. I agree. Oh, my God. Okay, so we're putting your musical intelligence to the test. Todd, explain this contest.
Going to play a clip of a song. It's backwards. You got to tell me the artist or group and song title. These are easy. These are easy. You will know these.
And each one is playing for one of our texters,
we
right?
We got them. Yep.
Yep.
We got
okay. Somebody's going to get a $25 gift card. Whoever is like picked either one of you. Okay?
I'm so bad at this. I'm really sorry, texter.
I'll be the judge. I'll be nice.
Backward
oh, you're
going to
be the judge?
Nervous.
All right.
I know.
You guys ready to go? Here's your first backward song. What you got?
ZZ Top.
You ZZ Top
wow.
is right. Yep. That's it.
That's Kristen, by the way.
All right, second one out of five. Here it comes for you.
Your love is lifting me higher.
You got it.
One to one. Dr. Kristen and Lisa.
I have no idea who sings
one.
That, but you know.
All right, here comes the third song. Check this one out.
Sweet yeah. Caroline.
Sweet Caroline wow. is right. Neil Diamond.
Oh, can
Dr.
We just
Kristen
pause and
takes
sing
the
it?
Lead. Do it.
Bop, bop, bop. Good times never seem so good.
So good. So good. So good.
Okay.
My first girlfriend's name was Carolyn, and I used to sing that to her in the
I bet she
grade.
Loved that.
Yeah.
Still having nightmares about that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, exactly.
Fourth song here.
The Police.
Yes. What song do you know?
No.
Okay.
Walking
I'll give it
on
to
the
you.
Moon.
Roxanne. Roxanne. That's Kay. It.
Oh.
I'll give it to you.
I'm the worst person at trivia, any of that kind. If I have to
oh,
think on the spot.
Oh, yeah.
That's from Eddie Murphy in 48 Hours. Remember he's on the bus when he got out of prison?
Roxanne, you don't have to turn on your red light.
Remember that? Right before they got hijacked by the convicts?
No, I don't remember
no.
that.
Oh, no.
Everyone
no.
is looking at you with a blank stare.
Okay. I've just become that creepy guy at a bar where these two like women are talking
became?
And I like join in their conversation and they're like, let's just move
Who
down a
couple
of
Who is this guy?
All right. Final one.
For the win.
Trivia.
For the
go.
Win.
For the win. Let's go.
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters. That
no.
is incorrect.
Dang. Oh man, it sounds familiar. But
I'm gonna
I
play it one
it.
More time. If you don't get it, that's fine. No idea.
Neil Young.
We're going to set both of our texters up with prizes.
Yeah, both
win.
Oh,
yep.
Yay!
Yep.
Everybody
like
wins.
Yeah.
You're all winners.
You get a gift
That's
card.
That's from Seinfeld,
you
too.
You get a gift card.
All right, I got to get my question answered because I do have people listening.
Oh, yeah,
Lisa,
yeah.
very successful in media. Dr. Kristen, very successful in medical. Kids, 23, 24 years old. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I just want to say don't give up on your dream of becoming a doctor because I was pre-med for 3 years. I didn't get an A in chemistry, and I thought that was like just the death of going to medical school, which is not the truth. I mean, there you can recover from that. You can recover from a B minus and still go to medical school. And I wish I had someone like Dr. Kristen to guide me and let me know that, you know, you
it's, who has it's, recovered from a B minus.
I would
so
have killed
that.
For a B minus in almost anything.
Organic chemistry. Anyway.
As Johnny's heard me say this, but I tell my students that, you know, the guy who runs the company may be an A student. The guy who owns the company is a B student. That's what I am.
Okay. As far as media goes, okay, you can learn a lot on the job. So I would recommend, you know, sometimes we see people coming in, they don't know anything about the English language or history or government. Study something as your major, like history or or literature, whatever, and then minor in journalism or whatever. You can learn that stuff on the job.
Love it.
Exactly right.
And then live your life. I was just having this conversation with my 22-year-old last night, who is a computer and math guy, but he wants to go to Alaska and do work for the DNR. And I'm like, great.
Yeah, awesome.
Like, get your degree, because that's important. Mm-hmm. But then, like, live your life and, you know, take those opportunities and just have a blast.
Yeah. You don't always have to worry about the next step. Make that next step the next day.
Yes.
Okay, and we're not kidding about this. We want to put a show together with you two. Is that true, Todd? It'd be the greatest show on radio in Green Bay.
Yeah, Sage already.
Does it pay in gift cards? Yeah.
And Rice Krispie bars.
Yeah. Sage already sent the email.
He's Dr. Bonus. Kristen, thank you so much. It's so fun having you here all the time.
Love it.
Thank you for the beautiful mug from Wasabi.
Oh, you're so
appreciate
welcome.
It. Lisa Malik, you're like my sister, you know that.
We're done already?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you gotta come back again. That was fun.
Mine or the mayor, we're gonna have these two back again, I promise. Thanks for being here. See ya.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Damage from a flood or fire, sewage backup, mold remediation, or biohazard crisis. In all of these situations, you need help. That's why Midwest Restoration is here for you. There are absolute experts at coming in and taking care of anything that needs to be done. For them, it's not just a job, it's personal. Dedicated to lending a hand during your time of need. Midwest Restoration, call 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST. 24/7, 365. Always there when you need them most.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.